When the three men had gone out to their tasks, Van Helsing asked Mrs. Harker to look up the copy of the diaries and find him the part of Harker's journal at the castle. She went away to get it. When the door was shut upon her, he said to me, "We mean the same. Speak out. There is some change. It is a hope that makes me sick, for it may deceive us." "Quite so. Do you know why I asked her to get the manuscript?" "No," said I, "unless it was to get an opportunity of seeing me alone." "You are in part right, friend John, but only in part. I want to tell you something. And oh, my friend, I am taking a terrible risk, but I believe it is right. In the moment when Madame Mina said those words that arrest both our understanding, an inspiration come to me. In the trance of 3 days ago, the Count sent her his spirit to read her mind. Or more like, he took her to see him in his earth box in the ship with water rushing, just as it go free at rise and set of sun. He learned then that we are here. For she have more to tell in her open life with eyes to see and ears to hear than he, shut as he is in his coffin box. Now, he make his most effort to escape us. At present, he want her not. He is sure with his so great knowledge that she will come at his call. But he cut her off, take her as he can do out of his own power, that so she come not to him. Ah, there I have hope that our man-brains that have been of man so long, and that have not lost the grace of God, will come higher than his child-brain that lie in his tomb for centuries, that grow not yet to our stature, and that do only work selfish and therefore small. Here comes Madame Mina, not a word to her of her trance. She know it not, and it would overwhelm her and make despair just when we want all her hope, all her courage, when most we want all her great brain, which is trained like man's brain, but is of sweet woman, and have a special power which the Count give her, and which he may not take away altogether, though he think not so. Shh! Let me speak, and you shall learn. Oh, John, my friend, we are in awful straits. I fear, as I never feared before. We can only trust the good God. Silence! Here she comes. I thought that the professor was going to break down and have hysterics, just as he had when Lucy died. But, with a great effort, he controlled himself, and was at perfect nervous poise when Mrs. Harker tripped into the room, bright and happy-looking, and in the doing of work, seemingly forgetful of her misery.